Newspeak House. Here we are. London. Whereabouts in London is it?
Bethnal Green.
And I'm stood with Josh Russell, or Joshua. J-O-S-H-R on Twitter. We're at your event tonight. Tell me what it's called and what it's about and why.
Okay then. So it's called Citizen Beta. And it's all about what it might be to be a citizen in the future, and the idea that that's basically always in development, and that we can be part of that. And so this is a space where we can discuss ideas covering everything from democracy and what powers government, all the way through to education, journalism, that kind of thing.
So does this enable people to take the baby steps forward so that we avoid the, in my mind, inevitable dystopian future we're all heading towards?
Yeah, I guess so. It's about being part of that, I guess, you know. I mean, if we all think it's an inevitable thing and it's impossible to change, you know, that's one thing. But actually, this is about saying, well, I did this little bit and it had that effect, and, you know, and I open sourced it, and, you know, now you can do it. And this is what I did in Malaysia, and you know, those kinds of ideas.
And, oh, fantastic. And tonight's theme is all about journalism.
That's right, yeah. So tonight we're talking about three areas, really. So kind of reform, governance and accountability, that kind of thing. Then we're talking about how the hell anyone is making any money anymore in it. And then also kind of what it's like to be an indie kind of producer and kind of be in the long tail of that content, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. All the people I know that are really passionate about journalism have decided to diversify so that they can do their journalism without the need for a lazy ass business model, which just ends up getting in the way and upsetting the person who's trying to digest your story.
Yeah, right. I think that's the point. I mean, there's a lot of people that have been doing this for a very long time that are suddenly finding themselves either working with people that are struggling or being pressured to do certain things in certain ways, or they are literally unable to make any money at all. I mean, one of my big concerns is the kind of the disappearing of the long-form journalism. You know, who's going to be funding people spending 3 or 4 months doing research, that kind of stuff? You know, it's when it's just a BuzzFeed article they want. You know, so I think there's a big change going on in kind of the way that we not only digest news, but the way it's funded and produced as well.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Looking forward to the conversations that are happening tonight. It's a full house, and the beer fridge is opening and closing and opening and closing. I had a delicious Fentimans when I came in. Are they one of the sponsors?
They are. Completely out of the blue. Got in touch on Twitter saying, hey, you seem to buy our stuff a lot. Do you want some for free? So, of course, yeah, they've joined on. Yeah.
Fantastic. And the beers, who's buying the beers?
So that's the toolbox. This is an incubator I'm putting together. We're basically an impact incubator, and we're going to be running a program next year on financial inclusion.
And I want to thank you for inviting us to your home, because you are a resident here at Newspeak House. How many people can this place take for a venue like this?
In the event space, we can have just over 100 seated. I think Fire Exit are 120. And then also we have a roof terrace, which can do about the same. And then we also have co-working, and it's a residential fellowship program as well. So,
and Newspeak on Twitter are NWSPK, is that right?
Yeah,
and
that's right.
Your event?
Citizen Beta, so at Citizen Beta or citizenbeta.org. Yeah.
Josh, thank you very much indeed.
Cool.